This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I'm glad to be with you. Glad that you have tuned in to my little show, my little juke joint. You are here. Can I serve you something? You want a drink? Oh, my goodness. It's such a pleasure to get up every day and get to meet with you folks. And I know you're saying, Kevin, you don't see us. You don't get it. You guys write to me. You are Facebook friends, your Twitter companions, whatever. And you send me notes and you tell me what it is that is on your mind. We get to know each other. In fact, I will bet you this. I bet you I have stayed at more of my Facebook, Twitter acquaintances, radio show acquaintances, etc. I bet you I've stayed in more of their homes and had dinner with more of them than per capita than any other radio host. I'm talking about you consolidate a year, and I'll put my time up against Limbaugh and those guys. We are high touch. I have stayed. I've eaten food, barbecue, you name it, all kinds of comfort food because a lot of people are from the South. I've been taken to restaurants. We've had beers together. We've played cards, dominoes, you name it, we've done it. And when we go out, when I go out and I speak at various groups, and I hope that there are many people out there that are saying, we got to get Kevin to our place to speak. Love to do it. If you guys want to put together fundraisers for us to talk about my latest effort, which is called BleedingBlueMovie.com. Go, please spread the word on that, because we are going to change things. And you know how these ideas come to fruition? They come to fruition through you. You're the guy that says, Kevin, somebody's got to do something about this. Now, I wish that we could cover everything that's out there, but we just flatly can't. We don't have the manpower. We don't have the bandwidth. And, there's only a certain amount of time in a day when you can get, you know, most of these things done. But we do take on a lot, particularly given our size. So I'm always glad you guys are here. You're the reason we do this. And I don't care what anybody tells you. There's nothing selfish. There's nobody on my team that's going, Kevin, if we could amass a gazillion people and get a dollar from each of them. Yeah. Do we need your support financially? Absolutely. We're not going to make any bones about that. But there's nothing malicious, there's nothing self-indulgent about what we do. This is about you. And I think that's the reason why we've been able to grow quite well. An acquaintance, a radio acquaintance of mine, I just found out his show got canceled. And I'll tell you, and I'm not going to say any names, but it was a matter of time. And I'll tell you why. One of the most self-indulgent, self-absorbed people on the planet. And one of his buddies, a really good friend, we have a mutual friend, he came to me one day because we had both done an event, and the other guy had to be the prima donna. I'm out talking to people in the audience. He's behind the scenes, and his comment was, you know, I'm the keynote, so I can't be seen with the audience. Now, I was the co-keynote, whether he knew it or not, firmly more popular. But I was out talking to the audience. These people love me. And so I go before him, give my speech, rock the house. He comes out and people are going, you know, looking at their watches. And the guy who put this on, a very wealthy man, he comes up to me afterwards because we were out, you know, at his farm and smoking cigars and drinking one of the best beers I've ever had in my life. And by the way, the best cigar I've ever smoked. He told me, by the way, Kevin, this will be the best cigar you'll ever smoke and the best beer you ever drink. And I was like, whatever. Holy cow. It was smoothest cigar. Best beer. So he comes up to later. He says to me, Kevin, he goes, the guy that I had as a keynote, he goes, quite frankly, you were so much better. The audience was going, why is this guy here? He goes, but what really got me, because he's known this other guy a lot longer. He says, what really got me is his attitude. This prima donna attitude. He goes, man, people loved you. And not only before the event, but when you spoke, it was amazing. And he goes, I could have ended it there. He goes, it was just a waste of time to have this other guy go on. And the reason is very simple. I'm not looking for anything. I want the audience to get its glory out of it. I mean, come on. Ego? Ego for what? ego for talking on a freaking microphone that gets powered by some wattage? What? Ego for what? Look, I've had an amazing life, and let me tell you, the most important part of it are my friendship, my family, and my friendships, and my belief in a higher power that drives everything that I do. Anything beyond that is God's gift. But these people that are just wanting, you know, we're making a movie. And people, oh, God, you're making a movie. We're making a movie because we want police officers to be safe. We want black neighborhoods to be safer. We want to bridge that gap some kind of way. We're coming out with a book. In case you guys don't know, there's a companion book to this movie. And we are in the process of getting people to donate to get these books out into the hands of police officers to give to teenagers to say, look, kids, this is the way you deal with us. This is the way we're all safer. We're making PSAs and films to show kids how to deal with the police and humanizing the police officers. We're trying to bridge the gap. This is not like, woohoo, I'm going to be the next Spielberg. I don't care if I'm a Spielberg. Did I say it right? Spielberg? Yeah, I think I did. Spielberg. But I'm not trying to be Spielberg or Lucas or anybody. We're trying to do things that mean something. So that's why I'm glad you're here. Because this is you. This is what you want done. You see the atrocities. Let me tell you something. I wish I could make a movie that would make everybody understand that the United States border should be protected. That there's no reason for us not to protect our borders. I was watching Outnumbered the other day. Geraldo was on it. And he was talking about the internet. You know, they're going after Mexicans, and this is a racially motivated policy of Donald Trump. Absolute nonsense. If I'd been on Outnumbered, I would have been calling him out, and Meghan McCain did to a little degree. But I would have been saying, look, that is ridiculous. That we have Mexicans throughout, we have all types of Latinos living in America, and Donald Trump isn't going after them. To use your logic, he's going to start putting them in concentration camps. But he's not doing that. But what he will do is protect our borders from the people that are coming over here illegally and mooching off of our society. And let me tell you something else. He'd build a border between us and Canada if that was the problem we were having there. So don't try to make this a racial issue. That is a red herring. And we have to stop these people from doing this kind of nonsense. That's why I fight. That's what makes me mad. Anyway, I'm mad now. Oh, y'all got me hot. My grandma said, that lady got me hot that night. I don't want to get hot. I just want us to do what we do, and because we're the ones. Look, as conservatives, we're the ones who are living life the right way. Why shouldn't our voices be heard? Geraldo, what nonsense that guy spit up. Anyway, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Something's been on my mind, and I want to share this with you. And I'm telling you, I've looked far and wide. I'd love for somebody to call the show, write to me at kjradio.com, call 844-551-8255, 844-551-8255. But I've been looking for somebody to tell me what the new speaking fees are for the Clintons. Hillary Clinton emerged from her rat hole, and she's been speaking at 2 or 3 different places. And you know the Clintons, coin-operated, ka-ching, and I'm talking about Bitcoin. And I want to know, what are they earning now per speech? Do you remember what they were earning? Anybody got any ideas? Let me give you the numbers. Hillary Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, combined to earn $153 million in paid speeches. Now, let me tell you something. Those must be some amazing words, because they earned that from 2001 until Hillary Clinton launched her campaign last spring. Well, yeah, technically last spring still, in 2016. $153 million from 2001 to 2016. That's $10 million a year. And by the way, Hillary was busy a couple of those years. Quite a few of them, in fact. So that is a lot of coinage. In total, the two gave 729 speeches from February 1 until May of 2016, an average payday of roughly $211,000 for each speech. The two also reported at least $7.7 million for 39 speeches to big banks, including Goldman Sachs and UBS, with Hillary Clinton, and she got at least $1.8 million for each, for at least eight speeches, I should say, to big banks. So that is a lot of cheddar. Now, what I want to know now, because Hillary Clinton has come from the rat hole, Bill Clinton has continued to speak, what are they getting now? And let me tell you why I'm asking this question, because I predict they're getting a lot less. I also predict there's a trend afoot. So let me give you some examples. University officials were outraged recently by the idea of paying Valerie Jarrett a $30,000 speaking fee. Now I want you to ask yourself this question. What do you think the speaking fees would, for Valerie Jarrett would have been pre-election? And what do you think would, in other words, if would there be even an argument over paying Valerie Jarrett $30,000 to speak at a university had Hillary Clinton gotten elected or if Barack Obama were still in office? Would there be even a question? Northeastern Illinois University is in the middle of a financial crisis. The school had to shut down for spring break and announced unpaid furlough for the staff. Now, I'm not feeling any, don't cry for me, Argentina, because I don't have any problem, you know, saying congratulations, Wackademia, for having to shut down. But the board got word that Valerie Jarrett was going to be paid $30,000 for a commencement speech, and it didn't set well with them, particularly considering the cutbacks. So once the board got fired up, you know what they did? They said, well, you know what? Here's what we'll do. We'll go find a private donor that'll pick up the tab. And somebody did. Now, here's what I'll ask you. If you can find a private donor who'll donate $30,000 to hear that witch speak, why can't you find one that'll donate to get some kid an education? You see how hard somebody goes to work to bring leftism to their school? Hey, we don't care that you don't have the budget. We'll go find the money so you can bring a communist to come speak to children at their graduation commencement or whatever. So Valerie Jarrett, she tries to play it off. She says, I was unaware of the financial crisis at your school. Why? Because we've been donating a ton of money to you leftists for centuries. You still can't pay your bills? So then she says, well, here's what I'll do. I'll waive my fee. Waiver fee. There have been legislative efforts, folks, to try to stop public universities from paying commencement speakers. And let me tell you, they should stop paying commencement speakers. It is an honor to speak to kids graduating and to give them your knowledge going into the rest of their lives. And particularly, you should not be paid for a commencement address if you are a politician. Now, I'm a paid speaker. If you say to me, Kevin, we want you to come impart some knowledge on kids, and I go, look, guys, I'd love to do that, but I don't have a bunch of money sitting around, you know, waiting for me. You got to pay. I'm not going to be mad. I would certainly understand people saying that. I get it. I've told many groups, look, I'd love to come speak at your thing with you just paying for my flight and my hotel, but guess what? When I'm home, my hotel is my home, and I don't have to fly to get there. So what you're telling me is I'm going to pay for you to do what you could do sitting on your butt at your house. I'm not going for that. I have to pay the bills. Every time I get up, I got to crank my car. I got to plan it at the airport. I got to spend time away from profitable things. It costs me money. I have to put a minimum figure on that. Now, I have that minimum figure. I call it a nuisance fee. I'll do a nuisance thing like a commencement. Now, I'm not saying it's a nuisance, but I'm saying for me to have to disrupt my life, find somebody to host my show and pay them, pay this, take my dog to the, you know, to the sitter and all that other stuff. I have a fee that I say, this is that. But if you're a politician and you've been asked to speak like Valerie Jarrett at a commencement, why would you even, there's no honorarium you get.
Oh, Kevin, she's retired.
No, she's not. She's still in public service as far as I'm concerned. Once you're in public service, you're done. They want you to do it? Sorry. But anyway, State Representative Mark Badnick of Plainfield said that he plans to refile this bill because he says speakers would be paid travel and expenses but no fee, what we call an honorarium. Says there are plenty of successful people who believe it's about giving back. Politicians like Valerie Jarrett, she should be honored to give back. And quite frankly, anybody that wants her to speak, somebody should have their brain examined to begin with. The universities should be concentrating on funding the education of kids, not funding Valerie Jarrett to get another $30,000 in her crooked criminal enterprise. Leftists are famous for this. And, I told you what Hillary raked in. And then she charged, get this, she charged children $2,700 to ask a question and $10,000 for a family photo. I mean, just think about that. The gall you have to do that. She spoke at the Women's Women in the World Summit. You can't find what speaker's fee she paid. You can't find it. It's impossible to find out if anybody will even talk about it. I haven't seen anything. I've been looking for Bill Clinton stuff. It's a curiosity, and I will keep finding. Last week, Women Helping Girls Conference canceled Susan Rice. They cited ticketing error. But let me tell you, it isn't ticketing error. I believe that we're watching the beginning of the foundation cracking of liberalism, and we must continue it, folks. We must not let these radicals speak at colleges and universities unfettered.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Alright, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. And I had a caller the other day, a gentleman named Anthony, who contacted me and he had an issue regarding Syria. I'm not exactly sure about it, but I'm going to go ahead and play the clip. And then what I want to do is I want to have Anthony explain to me what it was he wants to talk about. Because he, you know, I've always give the shout out to people that says, hey, that, and I tell them, look, if you want to call the show, call the show. By the way, the number is 844-551-8255. You got an issue? Love to discuss it with you. And we'll go from there. So I honestly don't know what Anthony's got up his sleeve. I know this. I respect him because he is a colonel in the Army. Maybe I may be retired. I'm not sure. And so we'll get into a little bit of that. So I've already thanked Anthony for his service, and I'm sure my listeners do as well. So here's a clip of Anthony and what he said to me. And in fact, you know what, let's just not do that because Anthony's on the, you know, I've got him now with me. So Anthony, let's just go into what you said in your own words now. I won't worry about playing the clip. And then let's discuss what it is that you want to talk about.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin, for having me on. Real quick correction there. I am a veteran, of the U.S. Army. I wasn't a colonel. I was a specialist. I'm a colonel now because I'm the founder and a colonel of my local militia. So that's where my rank comes in. But okay. I was an enlisted man in the United States Army.
Either way, I appreciate your service regardless of your rank.
Nope. No problem. I just wanted to clear that up. But the reason why I called is because you were talking about Assad using chemical weapons on the people, when in fact in 2014 it has been proven, even with video proof, that the Wahhabists, the Muslim Brotherhood, ISIS, whatever you want to call them, what name you want to call them by, were the ones that loaded and shot off the weapons to blame it on Assad. There's video of it, of them all Akbar and dancing and singing and whooping and hollering while they were doing it.
Let's stop there for just a second. So yeah. what you're basing your information on, and I'll explain why I'm stopping you here because I want to make sure everybody understands. I made the comment that none of us know what goes on over there. And so what Anthony is saying right now is there was a video made that showed that these guys were hooping and hollering, and therefore they were the ones who did it. Now, Anthony, I would push back on you, and I'd say this, and I'm going to. You still have no proof. You have a video. I can fake anything I want with video. I can say whatever I want. If you're not on the ground and you have multiple sources that can verify this, you cannot say definitively that Assad had nothing to do with it. Now, I can't say that he did any more than other than the normal reports that people said that he did. So I'll stop there.
There is video of them actually shooting it off One, yes, your video can be manipulated, but numerous reports had admitted that this is what had happened. They had found evidence and found then the rebels to be the ones that shot it off in 2013, 2014. So, yes, in fact, it has been proven. The video does show them shooting them off, not just hollering and hooping, you know. And I segue into what's going on now. Syria, Assad is winning, so it doesn't make any sense whatsoever to shoot off chemical weapons and on the innocent people and make them upset and turn the tide of the war, the civil war that they're going through, and make everybody, you know, go against him. He knows. He's smarter than that. They've been in power for, you know, 30-something years. The Assad family. I mean,
okay, so let me interrupt you.
They did not start the civil war.
Now we're getting into the weeds. Because the argument, I'm not going to argue with you about the history of Syria and the Assads. I know enough of that to fill a thimble. But here's what I can tell you. I don't disagree with you that there are people over there potentially disrupting Assad. I don't even disagree with you that potentially somebody else shot off this latest foray into the chemical weapons and did something to Assad's people in order to make him look bad on the on the world stage and draw attention to him in negative ways. I don't disagree with any of that. But what I'm telling you is, you have no more information than I do or anybody else, and that's when I do my show. I look at it as, and I'm a mathematician and a logistician and a whole lot of other things because my degrees are mostly STEM stuff. And what I tell people is, as a mathematician, I have a certain number of knowns and a certain number of unknowns. And if I have to solve the equation, I have to have a certain number of knowns. What you're talking about remains in speculation. And here's what I will go.
So is the speculation that Assad did use him. So you're sitting here and saying that I don't have proof. Trump didn't have proof that they did either. It was still up in the air.
Okay,
and
you're exactly right.
He was misled. He was misled by the neocon war hawks that are.
Now we're getting into the place where I tell you guys you always end up going. First of all, let me ask you a couple of questions, Anthony. And I'm on with Anthony for the folks that are just coming in. Anthony's a caller, and he wanted to debate. And I think what was the comment Anthony told me in the message he left was, Kevin, if you have the gumption. So I do have the gumption. So, Anthony, here's what I will ask you. Very simple question. Who do you think knows more about the foreign policy of what's happening right now in Syria, you or Donald Trump?
Well, you can't know anything more if it's false.
I'm just asking you whether it's false, it's true, or whatever. Do you know more?
I have sources. I never let on to what sources I have or what sources I do have.
Okay, so Anthony,
making an assumption that I don't know things.
No, I'm not. I haven't made any assumption. I just ask you a question. Okay, so you say you have sources. So I'll ask you this.
Yep.
Who do you think has better sources, you or Donald Trump?
Well, my sources aren't going to be purposely misleading me for a political agenda.
So I'm asking you very simple questions, Anthony. Do you believe you have more sources? If you want to, I can ask you a question that will make you feel better. Do you believe your sources are better than Donald Trump's? Is that an easier question for you to answer?
I believe my sources are more truthful than Donald Trump's, yes.
Okay, so
I believe my sources aren't trying to start World War III. In fact, they're like me. They were Trump supporters through and through until he started making these mistakes. Whether Assad did it or not, he didn't take the time to investigate thoroughly to make sure. He just went by somebody's word because they happen to be in the military.
Let's be clear.
Even Rand Paul said, this looks like a 100% false flag, just like in 2013.
I know,
Savage is coming out. Rush Limbaugh is coming out against it.
Anthony, you have to take a pregnant pause and let me get a word in. Look, you can bolster all the information you want, and that's fine. We're not disagreeing here. I'm not telling you that I don't know that I said Trump did the right thing or didn't do the right thing. What I'm telling you is, and I believe this to be true, and I understand you have your sources, but here's what I don't believe. I don't believe that your sources are, number one, as numerous as Donald Trump's, nor do I believe them to be better. So whether now, so let's just play devil's advocate. If you had chosen as president, Anthony, to do nothing, I would have said the same thing. Now, what I'm trying to figure out is what you had is a problem with me when I told you this on my show. I said, whether Donald Trump bombed Syria, I'm okay. Whether he didn't bomb Syria, I'm okay. You want to know why? Because we don't know enough. Now, let me make one other quick comment, because I want to take it, and I want to get your opinion about this. So now we've escalated. And the reason why I'm interrupting you is because we don't disagree on whether or not he should or he shouldn't. I don't know one way or the other. I've already admitted that. But here's what I want to say. Now we're dealing with North Korea, and Donald Trump has bombed Syria, and he sent warships over to the North Korean, to the South China Sea. So do you believe that there may have been a bigger thing at play with Donald Trump saying, how about I respond to something and let the world know that I'm willing to use our military might where Barack Obama didn't? Has that come into any of your thinking?
Well, before I get into the
I only got 30 seconds here, man, so you got
to Before I get into the Machiavellian point of view that you're looking at here, let's get back to the Syria thing. For the same reasons I'm saying that, hey, I don't think – I'm not 100% – no, there's no 100% unless I was actually there. But everything that I've been hearing and everything that I've been seeing shows that Assad and by track record of what happened when the rebels used it in 2013-2014, this doesn't look like it was Assad. For the same reason that you're supporting saying, you know, and your show earlier that I listened to today on the 11th saying that – and you were making factual claims saying that Assad did use it, not that
I didn't make any factual claims.
You said that Assad had used chemical weapons, and you're implying that he did. And that thing I'm upset about is he did not do due diligence in investigating it. He just made a snap judgment and did it, whether he got the full facts or not.
Thanks a lot for the call, man.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. A couple things, housekeeping. If you want to be involved in something that we're doing, all you got to do is write. Go to KJRadio.com, contact us. Love to hear your take. Whether you like the show, you'd like to offer some advice on the show, you like a certain topic, you've got breaking news things you want to tell us about, or you just want to get involved. You say, Kevin, I got time. I'm tired of being on the sidelines. I want to be involved. Please do it. Also, you can call us 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. Love to hear from you. As we just played, I had a caller call in. We taped the segment, And so I had to do it. But anyway, he called in and wanted to get his, you know, speak his piece. And I love that. I want you guys on the program. You got a problem. You got an issue. You want to just, hey, Kevin, I got a few minutes. I want to talk about something. Fine. We will get you on the show. Love to do it. And as I said to this young man that called in, his name was Anthony, I don't run from you. I'm not running from anybody. And he was adamant. You said this or you said that. No, I didn't. Look, you can think it in context. Sometimes we're reading stuff from articles. I probably should do a better job of saying, hey, this is from an article. But I'm clear. The things we know about, we talk about. The things that we are just speculating on, I say, you know what? I may have a little bit more inside baseball from time to time than you do, but your opinions matter. And what I've learned over time, especially dealing in the political arena, is people don't want you to believe your opinions do matter. They want you to believe that your opinion is insignificant, theirs is better. And I'm talking about whether it's political commentators on TV, radio, whatever. Theirs is better, yours is not. That's not the case. Your opinion matters. Now, there's a reason why you may listen to somebody else. You may say, you know what? That guy tends to have really interesting insights or points of view, whatever. That's great. That's why certain people rise to different levels of success. Congratulations. And I mean, congratulations to them. I feel like I'm one of them. And I'm always striving to do better. What's funny, we were having a writer's meetings every day. And my writers are like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they give me some topic. And I'm like, that is so, I just want to strangle them sometimes. I'm going, look, that is not going to cut it. We were talking, for example, about Melania Trump, and I'll go into more detail. Actually, we should probably go into it now. So Melania Trump sues, I think it was the Daily Mail. Was it the Daily Mail? And wins a $3 million lawsuit. And my writer's like, I want to write about that. And I go, we know it. What are you going to tell me? Well, she won, and I go, you're not telling me anything. So I said, let me ask you this. Have they been sued before? What is this saying? Are they going to sue Washington Post for fake news? Are we going to start having a fake news revolution where groups like the Washington Post, we start getting into Jeff Bezos' pocket because he's doing fake news and it's just as harmful? I mean, calling Melania, the first lady, a call girl. Oh, we retracted the story. Yeah, you retracted the story after the fact. Well, how many times have we seen regular news do that? So that was one of the angles that I asked my staff, could you look into? Then I said, what else has the Daily Mail been accused of? Then we went and found research. Well, they've been accused of racism. They've been accused of sexism. They've been accused of a host of these things that, quite frankly, nobody's seen. They haven't been brought up. So once you start dissecting, what does this all mean? Is this going to be a revolt against the news? Are other news organizations going to look at this differently? And so on and so forth. That's how you formulate the story. So I'll give you an example. There were racism accusations against the Daily Mail in 2012. And in an article for the New Yorker, the former Mail reporter Brendan Montague criticized the Mail's content and culture, stating, none of the frontline reporters I worked with were racist, but there's institutional racism. Now, do I believe that necessarily, that there's, because you hear that all the time, institutional racism? Well, I mean, what is that? I think there's institutional racism in the education system. I talk about it all the time. If the left wants to have a discussion around institutional racism, I'd love to have it. But anyway, they were accused of it. I never get mad when leftists get accused of doing stuff that they claim everybody else does. But then they were accused of homophobia. After high court judges ruled in 2016 that parliamentary approval must be sought for activation of Article 50, the leading headline on the Mail's front page read, "Enemies of the People." The People's front page and the paper's front page and other coverage drew more criticism from the legal world as well as from high-ranking politicians. And on its website, the Mail described one of the judges as openly gay. Critics accused the Mail of unnecessarily highlighting the judge's sexual orientation. Now, I go back to, is this some big revelation that the Mail is homophobic? Not necessarily. But again, leftism spinning in on the left. I love it. So they said he's openly gay. Who cares? In this day and time, that's just pretty much it's a descriptor. So you know, he's not just gay, he's openly gay. You won't have to worry about knowing that he's gay. It's just, to me, it's a bigger description. Because you know what? I'd rather the guy be openly gay than closed gay, and then I end up being his roommate, you know, or something like that. They say he's openly gay. Now that's considered a slam. Since when? They say it all the time. You certainly see it all the time. But anyway, that was one of the things they got accused of. Then sexism accusations. In 2014, after Emma Watson spoke at a launch of the United Nations He for She campaign, the Mail was criticized for focusing its coverage on Watson's dress and appearance rather than the content of her speech. Now, I find this one incredulous. Well, no, I shouldn't say that because the guy told me I used the word wrong. It's certainly incredible that that's what they would be, that a rag, essentially the Inquirer of America is what the UK, the Daily Mail is. And they would, how dare they focus on her dress versus her content? What? Say it isn't so, Hollywood. Tell me that's not the case, utopians. You know, look, that's what the left does. If they focused on content, if they were concerned about what people actually said, there would be no leftist. That's the distraction. You know, Shia LaBeouf goes on some rant about Donald Trump, this, that, and the other, or they go up and get their awards and they talk about, you know, Darfur, save the whales, save the baby pigs, or whatever. And, you know, really? If it weren't for the fact that these guys were, oh, geez, you know, here's Leonardo DiCaprio going, and global warming, man, and President Obama, and he's, and they're going, God, you know, just his amazing dress. Look at that suit he wore. I love how he let the shirt two buttons down as opposed to one button down. I know that's going to be the trend next year. And, okay, good. You want to know why they ignore him? Because he says nothing. That's why they ignore him. Why would you? How many people do you ignore on a daily basis? I ignore plenty. People pinging in on my Facebook page. Hey, Kevin, check out my kid farting for the first time. You know what I mean? Really? I don't have better things to do. There have been a host of other criticisms of the Daily Mail as well, I should say. Criticize. Doctors and scientists accusing it of minor studies to generate scare stories is what they wrote. In 2015, freelance journalist, forget his name, he told The Guardian that he secretly filmed a male representative negotiating for a hacker to obtain a cafe CCT of the 2015 November Paris attacks. The cafe owner agreed to supply the footage for £50,000. The Daily Mail responded, there's nothing controversial about the Mail's acquisition of this video, a copy of which police already had in their possession. So they paid for the guy's video. I mean, is that a criticism? Would I criticize him for that? No. They're trying to make news. They're trying to get a scoop on people. But anyway, my point to it is, and going back to your opinion mattering and things like this, and then segueing that into all these different, like Melania Trump and the way my writers come to their conclusions and their ideas, it's based on the things that you're able to glean out of all the stuff that you find out about the subject. And that's the beauty of what we do now, in my opinion, in talk radio, is if you're smart, you don't say, I'm an authority. You say, here's my opinion. Here's what I hope helps you formulate some of your thoughts. And if you're good at that, people will go out and find their own stuff. And that is the height, in my opinion, of education. The most education I've ever gotten is the education I've gotten for myself. Did somebody help me form that thought? Of course. That's what instructors do. But it's up to you to determine the level of education you want to reach, not me. I'm going to give you kernels of information. You do the rest.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.